sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Namukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 5 kuNcwabakazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, ibandla le MDC lithi sokufanele uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa avume ukuthi wehlulekile ukubusa ngoba nanku wehluleka ukulungisisa udaba lokusilela kwamandla amagetsi lamafutha epetulo.
Ngakho ke kuzakufumana ukuthi ukukhwela kwamatrogeti kuyabandezela kuntengo yezihambi ngoba abanikazi bamabhasi bazakhweza intengo leyo.
Iningi lithi likhathazekile kakhulu ngokukhwezwa kwemithelo wokusebenzisa imigwaqo kwintuba zama-toll gates elandelwe yikukhwezwa njalo kwentengo zamafutha ezimota. Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo ziveze imbono ehlukileyo mayelana lempumela yophenyo osoludale olusedalele ephalamende lohlangothi lukahulumende lwama-pension olwe-National Social Security Authority.
Njenge-MDC liyake lilalele lisizwa umongameli wethu uNelson Chamisa ekhuluma ngokuthi kuqakathekile ukusibe ne-dialogue ukuxoxisana singabokuthatha lokhu.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Ibandla le-MDC lithi sokufanele uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa avume ukuthi wehlulekile ukubusa ngoba nanku wehluleka ukulungisa udaba lokusilela kwamandla amagetsi lamafutha epetrolo kanye lokuqonga kwentengo yempahla amahlayana. Kodwa yena uhulumende uthi uyalulungisa lolu daba njalo usekhulumisane lenkampani ye-South Africa ukuthi isize. Isiphathamandla saleli bandla isibona ngogatsha lwamagetsi. Unkosikazi Jasmine Tofa usichazisela okuningi okwenziwa libandla lakhe ukubamba uhulumende ngamandla ukulungisa lolu daba.
Okukhona ukuthi nje njenge-MDC liyake lilalele lisizwa umongameli wethu uNelson Chamisa ekhuluma ngokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi sibe ne-dialogue ukuxoxisana singabokuthatha lokhu okwenzakalayo kathesi ukuthi bazama ukuthi kube nemizamo yokuthi kukhulunyiswane ngokuthi izinto ziyabe zilokho zikhwela kangaka kungakhangela ukuthi ku-affecta abantu abasezindlini, abantu bamabhizimusi, izinto ziyakhwela. So yikho esikukhangeleleyo khonokho ukuthi singaxoxisana kwenye kukhonesi esingakwenza. Because okukhona kathesi liyabona ukuthi uhulumende lo khona abantu kabamthembi ngokuthi ukhetho olwayenzakalayo oludlulileyo siyakwazi sonke nje ukuthi kwasahambisana emakoti njengoba sasikwazi ukuthi thina njenge-MDC alliance sawina ukhetho lolo oludlulileyo. But kathesi kumele sikhangele ukuthi kuyini esingakwenza njenge-MDC ukuthi sincedise ukuthi abantu basuke ngaphi ekudubekeni lokhu.
Ukukhulumisana kukamnumzana Chamisa lomnumzana Mnangagwa ubona ingani kungaqeda njani ukuswelakala kwamafutha ezimota kumbe amandla amagesi?
Kungaletha abantu ndawonye bazwanane kubanjwane in some way kwenzwe into ekuthiwa i-transitional government anti yabona almost like ilokuzeni i-GNU liyana yenziwa kodwa kungayisikho khonokho. Because kathesi anti yabona ukuthi ukuthi amanye amazwe ainveste izimali zabo eZimbabwe ngabanathemba but bangabona sokunokuthula kunokuzwanana kuyaletha ukuthiwa yi-confidence yikho esibona ukuthi kuqeda.
Lo nkosikazi Jasmine Tofa isiphathamandla sogatsha olubona amandla amagetsi kubandla le-MDC njalo elilunga ledale leparlamente sixoxela ekobulawayo. Iningi lithi likhathazekile kakhulu ngokukhwezwa komthelo wokusebenzisa imigwaqo kuntuba zama toll gates elandelwe ukuqonga njalo kwentengo zamafutha ezimota isithi lokhu sekubangele ukuthi imbadalo yokugada amabhasi lezimota layo ikhuphuke. UGibson Pepe usethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo eseHarare.
Abamela izihambi labo bathi ukukhwezwa kwalomthelo kuza kwenza ukuhamba elizweni kube nzima ngesikhathi sekhefu lamaqhawe, njalo kuvele kuzalandelwa ukukhwezwa kwentengo yempahla lento yonke elizweni. Ukukhwezwa komthelo omgwaqo othelisa abatshayela izimota sikhathi sonke bengena lo babephuma isabelo sinye ngasinye kwethulwe ngumphathi intambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube lapho esethula umbiko wendleko zikahulumende owe midterm fiscal policy. Umthelo wemota ezincane usuke kumadola amabili usiya kumadola alithumi ukuthi wamakhombi athwala abantu okade ungamadola amathathu ukhweze waya kwalithumi lanhlanu ukuthi wamabhasi okade ungamadola amahlanu ukhweze waya kwangamathumi amabili. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yemela izihambi ePassengers Association of Zimbabwe PAS esigabeni seMathebeleland umnumzana Norbert Mafu uthi lokhu kuzangezela indleko zabanini bamabhasi abazabanjwa amandla ukudlulisela leyo ndleko kuzihambi.
Kusiphambanisile sibi kakhulu besingakukhangelelanga. Ngakho ke uzafumana ukuthi ukukhwela kwama-tollgate kuyabandezela kuntengo yezihambi ngoba abanikazi bamabhasi bazakhweza intengo leyo.
UMafu uxwayise uhulumende ukuthi akhulumisane nenhlangothi zonke eziphatheke kumsebenzi ayabe cabange ukuthi akhweze imithelo. Ukukhwezwa komthelo wentuba zama-tollgate kuzahle kubambe ngamandla abamabhasi ukuthi labo bakhweze inhlawulo zokugada ikakhulu ngesikhathi sikhangele ikhefu lokukhumbula amaqhawe eleHeroes Day ngempelaviki ezayo. Amabhasi asuka eHarare elubhekise kobulawayo namhlanje abebiza inhlawulo yokugada engamadola alikhulu lamathumi amathathu i-130 isuka kumadola ngamathumi ayisishiyagalombili i-$80. Unkosikazi Sikhangele Tshuma uthi linhlawulo izakwenza ukuhamba ngesikhathi sekhefu kube nzima.
Uhamba athezani, it's going to be a disaster, vele kuzaba i-disaster. Khangela indawo zangkhona sezikhwelile athe songifuna ukuya ngikhaya, ngifuna ukuya uyafika nje endlini lami-ke ngibabulise, but how can I say hi, indaba zamabhasi angkhona sezikhwelile.
Kunjalo nje izihambi zasemadolobheni lazo zikhathele ngokukhwezwa kwentengo yamafutha ezimota osokubangele ukuthi inhlawulo yokugada amakhombi layo iqonge. Kodwa uhulumende usethembise ukuthi uza kwengezela amabhasi enkampani yeZupco wona azathwala uZulu ngentengo ephansi. Umnumzana Leopold Mnende uthe uhulumende kufanele angezelele amabhasi eZupco kuzo zonke indawo ikakhulu ngesikhathi sekhefu elizayo.
Thina sikhala ngokuthi amaZupco bus, thina endaweni lapho esihlala khona singaboni iZupco ka-1. AmaZupco lawa sithola sizothiwa akulamaZupco amatsha abuyile, kodwa siwabona.
Uhulumende uphakathi kohlelo lokuletha amabhasi afika 300 azathala uZulu emadolobheni kanye nasemaphandleni njengendlela yokuvikela uZulu kunhlawulo eziphezulu. Ngeviki edluleyo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uphawule ukuqala ukusebenza kwamabhasi angamachumi amane lasikhombisa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu Gibson Bebe.
Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa wethule umbiko othi owayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe usesibhedlela kwele Singapore. Umongameli Mnangagwa uthi odokotela abamelaphayo bafuna ake ahlale okwesikhathi esithe xaxa ehlolisiswa njalo eselatshwa okwenze kwaba yisikhathi eside esesibhedlela. Uqhubeka wathi ngeviki edluleyo uthumele iqula eliyebona ukuthi uqhuba njani khona le kwele Singapore. Leli qula ligoqela umabhalane omkhulu wedale lePhalamende umnumzana Meshack Sibanda, udokotela ovele ekhangele umongameli Mugabe elizweni usikhwicamfundo Jonathan Mathenga, lesiphathamandla sehofisi kamongameli Mnangagwa umnumzana Isaac Moyo. Umongameli Mnangagwa ucele uZulu ukuthi aqhubeke ekhulekela umnumzana Mugabe.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo 6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave, kushort wave 4930, 6065, 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Izakhamizi zakobulawayo ziveze imibono ehlukeneyo mayelana lempumela yophenyo osoludale lePhalamende lohlangothi lukahulumende lwamapension olweNational Social Security Authority oluveza ukuba kulezigidi ezedlula ikhulu lamachumi ayisikhombisa zamadola ezachaphazwa kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo ngumphathintambo ogatsha olwaluphethe loluhlangothi unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira. Ibhanga le Nedbank lamankampani athile. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo.
Iningi labantu abakumpentsheni bakhala ezimathonsi ngoba imali abayiholayo ayeneli ukugada besuka emakhaya bezothatha lezo mali emabhanga asedolobheni. Iningi labo aliholi ngesikhathi njalo bavame ukulala belinde emabhanga ukuze bathole ingcosana abayabe bethe bayifakelwa. Umnumzana Efincube uthi isizwe sesifile nya ngenkohlakalo, akumelanga kuvunyelwe okunje.
Isizwe sakithi sife saphela du ngenxa ye-corruption. Njengoba ubona nje ukuthi ama-pensioners abantu asebethethe umhlalaphansi bebethwele nzima bengatholi izimali, kanti imali ziyadliwa yi-NASA, ziyadliwa yi-Ministry ye-Social Welfare eyiyo efanele yendle ogogo labokhulu lalaba asebethethe umhlalaphansi.
Umnumzana Stanley Ndlovu uthi ngesikhathi ebhadala impensheni esasebenza ubeyibhadala ngedola leMelika.
Sithe sikhitshelwa imali esizidoneta lapha ibingamayusa. Kajazi asisaphiwa amayusa, besihola ama-$80 in yusa. Kajazi sasinikwa ama-$80. Irate yebhondi yeyusa is how much now? In fact, singathi thina ngemva kwalokhu kuvele thinutho ukuthi sesinikwa i-$1 kuphela empentshenini yethu.
Umnumzana David Moyo uthi sebephila nzima njalo kabaphathwa kuhle lapho bedinga ingcazelo kwabe-NASA lasemabhanga.
Sesisokole kakhulu lapha sibuya la sesilama 3-4 years sithola ukuthi imali asiyitholi, bathi siswipe i-cash vele kayikho. Kodwa into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi thina sakontributele imali ikumayusa lati si-ill-treated, vele sibanjwa njengenyamazana, angani zi-intruder, umuntu oyisigebengo.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Tseponare uthi ulusizi ngokulahleka langokuchaphazwa kwemali enkulu kangaka.
Lana ukhulunywa ngayo lana akusimali yokudlala elahleka ngamadili alawulwa ungqongqoshe uPrisca Mafumira. Khona noma nje kuyisenzo esingethusiyo kulo hulumeni wenkohlakalo nokweyisa amalungelo oluntu, okuyisimanga lixuku elithile likaZulu liqhubeka likhetha izanu yona enganaki izidingo zawo.
Umnumzana Oscar Nyathi uthi ibandla elibusayo alimanga lapha ekuhuquluzeni imali yabadala.
kuzwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi antshontshele abadala izimali lezi abazisebenza nzima. Abadala abasebenza nzima ukuthi bathole imali lezi. Kodwa iZanu-PF lokhu iqhubeka intshontsha imali zayo, isenza ama-business ayo engaphathelani nengalabadala. Abadala bayazifuna imali lezi. Kodwa i-government yeZanu-PF, iZanu-PF still kayisoziyekeli kuntshontsha, izahlala intshontsha. Hayi imali engaka, imali le iningi kakhulu imali esikhuluma ngayo, wethu kungama-US dollar. Besicela abadala bethize imali zabo.
Okwamanje unkosikazi Mufumira ulokhe evalelwe esigodlweni ulandela ukuphuma kwalolu phenyo ukuba achaze ukuthi kwahamba njani ngemali yabadala eyenasa abangasayitholiyo emabhanga njalo sebeyiphiwa ilibond note hashi idola lemelika njengokuyikhupha kwabo besasebenza. Abadala abaningi balala emabhanga belinde ukuphiwa imali kuthi ngezinye insuku bengayitholi ngemva kokulala belindile. Abanye bavele abayitholi loba nje babebhadala kuhle enasa. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngowafasti 8 kusiya ngo-9 o'clock ntambama. Namhlanje sikhangela ukukhuphulwa kwentengo yamafutha ezimoto osokubangelwe ukukhwezwa kwembadalo yokugada imitshova lamabhasi kanye leyempahla nokudla elizweni. Thumela i-text message kunombolo ezithi 0102024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Yesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ekhuluma ngemva kwezehlakalo zokudutshulwa lokubulawa kwabantu abangamachumi amathathu ezabelweni ezimbili ngempela viki, uMongameli Donald Trump weMelika ufunge ukuthatha amanyathelo esola abamhlophe abasekela ubandlululo labeminye imihlobo, njalo ikhuthaza ukuhlolisiswa kwalabo abadinga ukuthenga imbhobho. Kodwa abaningi basele bedanile ngoba kazange aphathe ngokuthi kumele kwethule umthetho wokusetshenziswa njani lezi zikhali. Isilinganiso sabangela msebenzi kwele South Africa sibikwa lisilokhu siqonga eminyakeni elithumi lasithupha edlulileyo sahlala kumathumi phose amathathu ekhulwini i-29%. Umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa uthembise ukuthatha amanyathelo ngalolu daba lapho idinga usekelo kukhetho nyakenye. Kwezempilakahle namhlanje siphatha impilo kaKhasam Ndlovu wakobulawayo owazalwa eyintombazana kodwa elemizwa yabesilisa, wenelise ukuqala uhlelo lokwelatshwa kwele South Africa ukuba aguqule isimo sakhe abe ngowesilisa uqobo. EZimbabwe yakukabile indlela zokuhlinza kumbe ukwelatshwa ukuguqula abantu ukuze babe lesimo ubulili obuhambelana lemizwa yabo. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukuzalwa nobulili obuhlukene lemizwa kuvamile kweZimbabwe kodwa awukabi lezibhedlela ezinganceda abafuna ukuguqula isimo sabo. USamu Ndlovu oleminyaka engamachumi amathathu lane wazalwa engowesifazana kodwa elemizwa yabesilisa uchaza ngobulili bakhe abakubiza ngesilungu bethi transgender.
I-transgender ngwayo esintwini akuvamanga ukuthi kube lamagama achasisa kahle kahle, kodwa umuntu wokuthi ngokuzalwa kwakhe umzimba wakhe uyabumi ngenye indlela kodwa ubulili bakhe ukuthi yena.
UNdlovu uchasisa ngempilo yakhe kusukela ezalwa lalapho ekhula.
Kusukela ngincane nje kwakunanzeleleka nje ukuthi umntana otheni labanye ababemibhizeli bonke amankazana. So yathola ukuthi lento nje vele engangiyizithandani le mpahla nje engangisizwa ngingani ngiyakhululeka uma ngizisiqokile ilizo kwa nje ngeza bafana.
UNdlovu uthi ukuba i-transgender kuchiyene lalabo abakhetha ukuthandana ngobulili obufanayo.
Esikhathini esiningi abantu basuke bephambanise imicabango yabo nxa becabanga i-transgender ngoba uyathola ukuthi basuka bekuhlanganisile indaba leyana yesidabane. So ubu-transgender abulani lokuba yisidabane.
UNdlovu uthi eZimbabwe akulandlela yokuthola usizo kodwa kwamanye amazwe agoqela kwele South Africa.
Okwangathesi ukuthi elizweni lethu akulala esingathola khona usizo. Into eqakathekile ngoku-transition kuqalela emazweni okuyabe kulendlela zokuthatha amanyathelo lawo.
Uchaze ukuba ngemva kwemithi enathwayo umuntu uyahlinzwa ahambelane lobulili azizwa eyibo.
Baqala bekukhangelela i-counseling kakhulu. So u-counseling leyana ukuthi uzuzwisise ukuthi liqiniso kumbe hayi ukuthi ukusonesi simo. Besuka lapho sebeyaqalisa bekunika ama-hormones athatha umzimba awunika bathi ama-characteristics obudlisa lobo bufazane. So la uyawathi awathatha ngokuya kwesikhathi besokusiba lamanye ama-operation. Uthi sebetshintsha ke izitho lezi bayayenza ukuthiwa i-top surgery bekhiphe nje amabele belungise nje ukuthi umuntu abe lesifuba sesidoda belungise ukuthi umuntu abe lezitho zona lezi ezihambelana lobulili bakhe azizwe yibo.
UCaroline Mudzengi umngane kaSam uchaza intokozo yakhe ngesimo sikaSam esitsha.
Into engithakazelela kakhulu ukuthi Sam sekwazi ukuphila njengesimo ayivele iso. Of course umuntu engathi mhlawumbe why efuna ukusiguqa indlela azalwa ngayo something, but anginankinga lakho.
Usikhulile Sibanda uthi uSam wabamazi kusukela kudala.
Ngasenesi sikhathi ngiyabona wayengakafiki endaweni as-understand yesu umuntu oyi-trans, but now I think after realizing ukuthi uyi-trans sengibone ngumuntu o-free and really much happier than ngesikhathi sona yiso engakazi-discover ukuthi uyi-trans.
Obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo e-Trans Research Education Advocacy and Training uZo Ahmed, inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abantu abalobulili obungahambelani lesimo somuntu, uchaza umsebenzi abawenzayo.
Because amadokotela awafundanga on transgender section. At one point sakethe abale training eyayihoswe yi-Treat in Harare. I-outcome ye-workshop wathola khona i-medical school lapha eZimbabwe kule section ye-trans transgender, what is a transgender, do I'm a treatment anjan, but that's why it's because it doesn't conform to African society, but it's Western.
Ucwaningo olwenziwa yi-Treat eZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2016 luthi ezweni kulabantu abangamakhulu amane abaphila mgceke lobulili obungahambelani lesimo sabo. Isisekelo sombuso welizwe asicace ukuba sithini ngabantu abazalwa benesimo esingahambelani lobulili babo, kodwa kusuka kube nzima lapho sebefuna ukuguqula izithupha kumbe incwadi zokuzalwa alwa lokuchada. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party MRP balobele umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa incwadi lamhlanje besola ukubotshwa kwamalunga abo amathathu ayitheswa icala lokubangela udlakela ngelanga lomhlangano wekhomishini ekhokhelwa umnumzana Halima Mohlante e-Rainbow Hotel kobulawayo ngomnyaka odluleyo. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Kulandela ukuboshwa lokuvalelwa ejele kwamalunga ebandla le-MRP abalisa uVanet Ncube, uWelcome Moyo loMarshall Sibanda, umongameli we-MRP umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo ulobele umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa incwadi esola lesi senzo.
Kulogwalo esengilibhalele u-Emerson Mnangagwa njengo-president welizwe leZimbabwe ngesenzo sakhe sokubopha ama-members ebandla lethu lomthokazi Republic Party ababotshwa last year ngesikhathi kule commission ka kaKalema Mukanti obulawayo eRainbow.
Umoyo uthi amalunga ebandla lakhe awalacala.
Khona zwela uVenathi Ncube welcome Moyo lo mashali Sibanda bavalelwe ke bathunyelwa eGami prison belinde ukugwetshwa kwabo ngolesithathu besetheswa icala lokuthi bakhoza udlakela kuMokhlanthe Commission.
Umgcini sihlalwe MRP uMnumzana Mqondisi Ndebele uthi usekela incwadi elotshelwe uMnangagwa.
Ngikhuluma ngisekela incwadi ebhalwe ngumongameli wethu uMqondisi Moyo oyemthakazi Republic Party. Siyakusekela ukuthi uMnangagwa angasebenzisi amapholisa lama-judges as politicians kodwa abasebenze ama-positions abo. Lokho sikubona mhlophe ngendlela abenza ngayo. Abantu bakithi laba ababotshiweyo babe khulumela i-commission okwakuyindawo yokuthi umuntu ongekakhuluma okusenhliziyweni yakhe kodwa ngemva kwalokho sebebotshiwe baseGama.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu unobhala jikelele we-ibheji likaZulu uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo uthi umongameli we-MRP wenze kahle ngokulobela uMnangagwa incwadi.
Kuyinto enhle eyenziwe ngamajaha e-MRP ukuthi bebhalele umongameli. Nanko vela abantu laba bathi bekhuluma babeyokhuluma kukhomishini bekhuluma ngezikhalazo zabo, anti nguye watsho ukuthi the voice of the people is the voice of God. So yena uma abantu bethi nguye wabulala abazali babo uma yena ecabanga ukuthi akusiloqiniso kumele ekhole ukuthi ayisiloqiniso akangababophi, kodwa akaveze ubufakazi obutshengisa ukuthi hayi yena kakho kasuye owabulalayo.
Abathathu laba bavalelwe eKami prison ngolwesihlanu banende ukugwetshwa ngolwesithathu kuyona le iviki. Kuncwadi yakhe umongameli we-MRP usesole ukusebenza kwedale ezweni kanye lomongameli Mnangagwa ethi abathathu laba abalacala kabakhululwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uthi aqhuba kuhle amaqembu amela ilizwe leZimbabwe emidlalweni ehlukeneyo kulezi nsuku.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lidlala umhlobo we-rugby odlalwa ngabadlali abalitshumi lanhlanu selinqobe kwimidlalo emithathu eseliyidlale kumncintiswano wenkezo ye-Victoria Cup. Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba ngemva kokuba leli qembu linqobele Kenya nge-30 ka-29 ngomgqibelo, umqeqeshi walo uBrendan Dawson uthi abadlali abasakhulayo sebedale umehluko omkhulu ekudlaleni kwaleli qembu lona ebeseliphenduke umthatshuzwa eminyakeni edlileyo.
Silabadlali abasakhulayo abanye babo baleminyaka elithumi lathoba munye munye njalo balamadlabuzane, okuyinto edala ukuba umumo uqembu lethu kube ngokuthi wonke umuntu ufuna ukudlala ngoba belokuzithemba.
Lo mdlalo wangomgqibelo obungekho lula njengoba la maqembu ehambe kuKFC ngomjikelo obhanqa 17-17, kodwa ukukhahlela kukakapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uHilton Mudariki yikho okwenze umehluko. Emidlalweni yalo emibili yakuqala iqembu leZimbabwe litshaya leZambia nge 39-10 kwakuqala, kwathi kwesibili linqobele Uganda nge 31-26. Emdlalweni walo olandelayo kumncintiswano we-Victoria Cup iqembu leZimbabwe lizadlala leli Uganda mhla zingama-24 kuyona le inyanga kaNcwabakazi. Emdlalweni wenguqu iqembu lama-Warriors lidlulele kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano we-African Nations Championship iChad ngamafitshane ngemva kokunqoba eleMauritius nge 3-1 ngensonto enkundleni eBarber Field. Nxa sekuhlanganiswa impumela yemidlalo edlalwe ngamaqembu lawa, iqembu leZimbabwe linqobe nge-7-1 njengoba litshayele eMauritius nge-4-0 emdlalweni wehlandlala kuqala. Iqembu lama-Warriors lizadibana leqembu leLesotho kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano ngemva kokuba eleLesotho linqobe eleSouth Africa. Kusenjalo iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguqu selifinyelele kusigaba se-semifinal kumncintiswano we-COSAFA Women's Championships oqhutshelwa elizweni lase-South Africa kulezi nsuku. Iqembu leli liqeqeshwa nguSithethelelwe Sibanda litshayele eSwaziland nge-7-0 namhla emini, okusho ukuba yilo eliphuthe imidlalo yezibaya lihlezi phezu kwesibaya sikagroup C, njalo lizadibana leqembu le-South Africa kusigaba se-semifinal. Abahlosele iqembu leZimbabwe ngababalisa u-Emma Msipha yena ulitshayele emambuleni kane, uMavis Chirani ohlohle kabili kanye loRudo Neshamba ohlohle elilodwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Joseph Njanji olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.